Yeah, it was great to see rugby league get underway last weekend with the All-Stars match up there on the Gold Coast, and it continues on Fox Sports and KO from Bega tomorrow with the Eels taking on Parramatta, then of course up there in Mudgee with the Dragons taking on South Sydney in the Charity Shield. It's always good to have him on the program, and he joins us again, Michael Innes from Fox Sports. Morning, Mick.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. You must be excited. The league is underway, and the first of the trials this weekend, and Fox Sports are covering Penrith and Parramatta down there in Bega.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, Loz. It's obviously been a long summer, but good to see the footy back, and it's an exciting time of year, obviously. A number of key changes to different sides, a lot of quality personnel moving around for different reasons, and we get a look at some of those guys tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to the combination of Appy Coruscant and Nathan Cleary. I really liked what I saw from Coruscant last year, and particularly in the nines, and I think what he can do for Nathan's game will be terrific. And I really like that they've added some steel. You know, Jack Hetherington back, who missed a lot of footy last year, is a real tough cookie through the middle there. And obviously Zane Tedavano coming over from the Roosters. So I like what I see in the early signs from the Panthers, but boy, oh boy, this Eels squad, Lozza, it looks terrific heading into 2020.
It does, Mick, and I think the addition of Ryan Madison is going to be very good. Now, not everyone agreed with the way that he left the Tigers, but he adds something different to this Parramatta team.
Yeah, he certainly does. I mean, he's almost like a really big 5'8 to some degree, you know, and I think he can add to the Parramatta Eels what a Wade Graham brings to the Cronulla Sharks in terms of being able to, you know, play down those short edges and ball play and keep opposition defenders in two minds. He's not just your out-and-out athlete, big athlete that punches into holes. He's got a lot of skill. He's got a nice little short kicking game at times. And, you know, in amongst this Parramatta side, particularly their back five, who are so powerful and strong, and some halves that are really starting to gel together, in Moses and young Dylan Brown there, then I think in amongst this pack with the big, powerful guys that they've got, he could bring some real nice subtleties and complete what's going to be a really strong, really Parramatta.
What about the Roosters, mate? We saw them last week. I thought they were impressive against the English Super League champion St Helens, looking to make it three in a row. Have you got them as favourites in your mind?
No, I don't, but I was silly enough to say the same thing last year, Lodge. I just thought, you know, I thought heading into last year that when it got to the back end of the year, I just thought there'd be some sides that just had that extra desperation. And we saw it with a couple, but the class of the Roosters, particularly in those big moments, you know, was enough for them to be able to win that premiership. And they're such a quality side. And we saw that even under you know, under stress there the other night over in the UK in cold conditions, and you know, St Helens coming for them at 8-6 for such a long period of the game. The class of some of their individuals, you know, on the weekend, it was Joseph Manu and Luke Keary that were able to extend that scoreline. That they're without doubt going to be certainly at the top again. For me, the four that I really think can push for the premiership, I think this year is the Roosters, the Raiders, the Eels, and I think the Storm will be there again.
You mentioned the Raiders. They fell one game short last year. I thought it was an outstanding performance from them in the grand final. You're on the coaching staff down there. What makes them different this year compared to last year, and why can they take that extra step?
I really think they know who they are now, Loz. I think, you know, for, you know, particularly the first 3 months that I was there, you know, they'd relied so much on individuals previously, whether it was that power game of Paulo and Boyd up front, you know, whether it was Hodgson out of dummy half, or whether it was that, you know, that right side of Leipana that were able to create things. And I thought that they were a side that were happy at times to beat you 30-28. But I think a newfound resolve and what Rick put into them and the coaching staff last summer in terms of their defensive mindset going into the game. And one thing, selling it, I mean, you would know that as a coach, you know, putting it all in place for the players sometimes is the easiest thing, but getting them to buy into it and live it and breathe it and take ownership and be accountable for it, it was the enormous shift, I think, in the Raiders. So, yeah, to answer your question, where we are right now, the Raiders, compared to where they were last year this time, I think they're miles ahead in knowing, you know, what what their pillars are and what they really stand for as a footy team. And they get an opportunity on Saturday night up against the Bulldogs to kick off their 2020 season. Obviously, with no John Bateman there, which is disappointing, but still a really good squad and a squad that I think is capable of pushing those top sides again.
We're chatting to Michael Innes, Fox League commentator. Michael, we've spoken about the usual suspects, who we think will be there. Who for you is the surprise packet this year?
Well, I think the Eels will certainly be a side that pushes towards that real top end at the back end of the season. But I also like the Cowboys. Their recruitment. I like Holmes and Masters coming into that side. And you got to remember Kyle Felt, who I think is a real quality outside back, missed a lot of footy at the start of last year. I like what I saw from Drinkwater. And I just think they've got a bit more youth in their side at the moment. And I thought for a period of time there, particularly after they won the 2015 grand final, that Greeny was obviously really loyal to those blokes. But I thought at times they started to age and lacked particularly some speed out wide to really create opportunity. And I think that they've got that now. And I like what I see from them. And, you know, they opened that new stadium, which will be a real kick along for the town. And, a lot will depend on the form of Michael Morgan, but I like their side.
Yeah. What about the Broncos, Mick? They've got some of the best young talent in the game, but have they got the players to win those tight games, those big matches at the end of the year?
Yeah, that's the challenge, isn't it, for them? Because they have. They've got so much talent. Yeah, like you think of Haas and Fifita and, you know, these guys, Katoni Staggs. They're littered with stars. And it's a side that really should lose. It really should be pushing for a premiership. And you know, Gordon Tallis said just that, you know, earlier in the weekend. The challenge for them is that I didn't really know who the Broncos were last year. Mm. You know, at times they just, you know, were able to turn on a performance. I think they may have knocked over the Roosters, if I remember rightly, at times at one stage there last year, with this real defensive resolve. And then, you know, we just didn't see that at the back end of the season. There was so much rotation and instability in their spine, which I think is absolutely critical that Seabolt finds that early in the season. And I think that the transition from coaching styles looked to, you know, really rocked the boat, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And they never really found any real balance, I thought, at times last year. But another summer under Seabolt, without doubt, one of the most exciting and powerful young forward packs in the competition, you know, with so much ability there. And again, a back five that are just super, you know, excellent.
Last year, I thought they lacked direction and they went on the market and brought Brodie Croft. Now, I'm still not sold on Brodie Croft.
Mm. Yep.
What about you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I go off, you know, my dealings with Craig Bellamy, and he's obviously been one of the best coaches, you know, for more than a decade now. And for some reason, you know, he hasn't stuck with Brodie when the big games have come around. And there was periods of his first season where I think between rounds maybe 5 and 17, he left him out of the side. So that's the challenge, isn't it, Lawrence, for him? Because he's got that natural organising look about him, Brodie Croft. But defensively, that right side that he was parked on last year with Melbourne conceded a lot of points. And it'll be interesting to see. That's a big club. You know, it's a big club, and the Broncos demand success, and they won't accept another season like last year. So he's going to have to hit the ground running, and a lot of that pressure is going to come on to him, given that he's the general, he's the number 7, and he's their big recruit.
All right, mate. Well, we, Michael, we'll look forward to your coverage over the weekend. I know that the Charity Shield live on Fox League, as well as the Eels and Panthers, at break free, and of course you'll be contributing all year on Fox League, and we look forward to it, mate.
Thanks very much for having me, boys.